Critic of the Covenant. Following the Information's interview with Brighton spiritualist Noel O'Dwyer, entitled Legacy of the Covenant, the following critical letter was received. A few points, questions. 1. As a theology postgrad, I was interested in the interview Legacy of the Covenant, but how exactly did Noel O'Dwyer find out what the Vatican mentioned in 1992? I can't really see the Vatican, who, which bit, saying the Anglicans are the true church. The movement for the ordination of women in the Anglican tradition, of which the Church of England is just one part, had been going on since at least 1945, and in the COE, more specifically, for many years. I don't know. Some of this English mythology stuff seems a bit reactionary. The interview implies the 10 missing tribes equal the white nations. In fact, I've studied a few black groups who believe the reverse, that the real Jews are black. Quite what both myths have to do with real Jews, who span all races from Ethiopian Jews to Indian Jews, white Jews to, surely the most beautiful woman on earth, Chinese Jews, I don't know. 2. Do you have the address of the Flat Earth Society? Cheers, take care, SD, Birmingham. We asked Noel O'Dwyer to reply to these points during another visit to his Brighton home.
Right, Steve, nice to talk to you. Now, first and foremost, you may not know this, but 144 Jewish people went to live in China. Within two generations, they were completely taken in, and there was no trace left of the Jewish people at all. I don't know if you know that. So that is a fact. When you talk about coloured people, it is quite interesting that it is written that in the end days, it is said, my people will come home. If you notice, right across the Western world, there are many nations, many different types of people, different colours, different creeds, different religions, all coming home. So the seed is many and varied and wide. Now, on your third point, which is the Anglican Church, and this is a lovely question, because I can see you've put a lot of thought into it. But you've got to remember that the head of the Anglican Church is the Queen, and it's not the Anglican Church, it is the Protestant Church, which Henry VIII first set up. He set it up for a very specific reason, and it wasn't just necessarily to do with having a son. It was set up because he was a very, very intelligent man, and he happened to realize that the true church was the Church of England, and the Vatican was the second church. This goes to prove it by Saint Patrick, who came over from Rome to convert the heathens, and he wrote a letter back to Rome stating that there had been a Christian church in England for 750 years before the Roman Church. So the Church of Rome has always acknowledged on two Vatican councils that the Church of England is the true church. And that's where the answer comes from.
I'm not necessarily going to write this down, but he puts in 1992, he puts what the Vatican mentioned in quotes in 1992. Was that a specific thing that they mentioned?
Yes, it was a very specific thing, because you can check this in actual history. The Archbishop Romsey, at the time, went to the Vatican. And in the Vatican, he aligned the Church of England to the Church of Rome. Now, the Pope actually said to him that, sir, I have to remind you that you are the true church. And the Archbishop Romsey said, yes, I agree, sir, but we are prepared to align ourselves to you, as you are becoming the main force within Europe. Not only in Europe, but in the world. And as if you notice what is happening around the world, many, many churches are now slowly, but most definitely, aligning themselves to Rome, so as it becomes one gospel, one church, one religion. But, as I said, after this, I was quite nervous by what I'd heard. And I said that upstairs would have to respond to this. And they did respond several years, 2 years or so later, by ordinating women priests. And that was upstairs' response to this. Now, there may have been a debate going on since 1940-something. And there may have been other portions of the Protestant Church ordaining women before then. But the actual physical Protestant Church, the main body of the Protestant Church, did not ordain women before that point. Offsprings might have, but not the main body. And the reason for this, the true church, it is that the Queen is the head of the church, not the Archbishop. The Archbishop is number two in the church. He is the Queen's representative anywhere else in the world. And the Queen cannot by English law convert from Catholicism, from the Church of England, to Catholicism, which is the Church of Rome.
Well, it's giving you something to think about now.
Okay. I hope you enjoy that. Okay. Please write to me personally if you wish, and I'll most certainly answer a lot more questions. Bye.
And do you have the address of the Flat Earth Society?
Sorry?
Do you have the address of the Flat Earth Society?
No, I don't.
Oh, well, he's not going to get it then, is he? Because neither do I.
The Flat Earth Society? Is that who it is?
This is last bit on the letter.
No, oh, I couldn't read that. I couldn't.
No, he's just having a bit of a laugh. Because in issue one, do you remember?
Flat Earth Society?
We caught Snowell out, I think, there.
Yes, I think you did.
Patrick Moore mentioned it in issue one.
Yes.
When he wrote to me. Mm. About conspiracy theories and cranks. Mm. We're just going to get to the end of the tape now. It's getting desperate. We're nearly there. Come on, end it, bastard. This cassette's been in here for about a year.
That's it? Oh, my God.
Got about 2 seconds left.
Well, what's his name again?
Who?
This bloke.
Stephen Davies.
Stephen Davies. You may not believe this, but for many, many years, I've been speaking to the man himself, and I've even got a photograph of him. Now, isn't that amazing? Bye.
There you go. Just let the tape roll off nicely.